news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, the coldest temperatures of the winter so far and a wintry mix, plus schools closed in our area. All those details straight ahead. We'll get Dr. Bill's forecast right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center Warrington and Solly, a broke-down truck in the roadway, but no accidents, a lot of wet roadways, so be careful. State troopers are clear for now. And again, if you're coming across the Bayway and the Causeway, some pretty gusty winds, so hang on to the wheel. Beyond that, a good start to the morning. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 2. See them at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect rain and some light snow this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid to upper 20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings around 50 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. It's Sean, it's Kelly, it's Dalton, it's Dr. Bill, it's Kane. And, of course, we will talk about this wintry weather, the wintry mix coming into our north and west. Looks like not a real issue for Mobile and Baldwin counties, but as you go north and west, that's where the trouble comes in. And the northern, I'd say, third, really two-thirds of our state should get some accumulations of snow, maybe 1 to 2 inches. We'll talk in detail with Dr. Bill coming up on that very shortly. Also, speaking of Montgomery and Goat Hill, Governor Kay Ivey warning you to drive safely and stay off the roads and go buy as much bread and bologna as you can.
And fill up
your gas tank. Shouldn't say that.
Fill up your gas tank.
That's right. What is with the run on, I didn't see it really happen here, but if we ever get a snow or ice storm, how much bread can you eat during that period of time? Like,
but you can use it for a number of items.
But it goes bad.
And,
I mean, like,
and no, you freeze it.
You can, but if you don't normally do that, you know what I'm saying? It's like you look at what people make a run on. Getting a loaf of bread, that's fine. Getting some milk, but like 5 loaves of bread?
Because when you can't get out the house, you tend to want things that you normally don't want. And you need a plethora of bread. Feed people.
Because you could just be making French toast like the whole...
Like nobody's business. Or some peanut butter sandwiches. Yum.
You know, a bologna mayonnaise sandwich doesn't sound too bad. I haven't had one of those in a lot of years.
So we need an ice storm so you can do that.
That's exactly right.
You do mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
Mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long, long time though.
Preference, Miracle Whip, but
yes.
I'll have mayonnaise. But Miracle Whip salad dressing is the bomb.
So
are you a Miracle Whip?
Very much so.
See, I haven't tried that.
And have you ever noticed, what is the other one?
Well, you've never ever had Miracle Whip?
Not on a bologna sandwich.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And we got to work on that. What do you have on BLTs?
Usually mayonnaise.
Okay, because Miracle Whip, I mean, it's just better.
I have my BLTs plain.
Of course you do. All right.
Wait, but can we go back to the bread real fast? Because I know our friends who listen, they can identify with us in different ways. I'm telling you, it's because we have 3 teens in the house,
right?
So that's like 22 extra people.
They consume mass quantities.
Yeah, and you can buy...
Okay, that's fair.
Okay,
that's fair.
You can purchase really good bread, a loaf, and all of a sudden, 3 days later... What loaf?
Yeah, but hopefully here along the Gulf Coast, point out to me the last time we had any kind of snow or ice deal that lasted more than 3 days.
But it's about preparation, though. It's not even about the weather. It's about making sure you have what you need. So freeze it, and then you can thaw it.
Okay, it's like I'm going to lose this one like all of them, so let me just say, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Grocery shopping is my thing. I don't like clothes shopping, but now grocery shopping.
That's right.
It's my middle name. All right, good morning, everyone. It is 6:10 on your Tuesday morning. Hey, we have ourselves a date. As the President and the Speaker of the House have agreed on when the President will greet the nation in the State of the Union. So on Monday, President Donald Trump accepted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the State of the Union speech. Mark your calendars for February the 5th. If you're keeping track, this is exactly 1 week later than originally scheduled because of the partial government shutdown. The AP reports the invite was extended via a phone conversation, and that conversation lasted roughly 12 minutes. The speech had initially been scheduled for January 29th, but it was Pelosi who postponed it amid what turned out to be a 35-day partial government shutdown over Mr. Trump's demand for border wall funding. And of course, we know this was the longest shutdown in our history. So here's what the Speaker of the House said. When I wrote to you on January 23rd, I stated that we should work together to find a mutually agreeable date when government has reopened to schedule this year's State of the Union address. In our conversation today, we agreed on February 5th. Therefore, that's Sean's favorite word.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Therefore.
People talk like that every day.
Whence? Therefore, I invite you to deliver your State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 5th, 2019, in the House chamber. And the President responded, "It is my great honor to accept."
Because everybody talks like that.
We have a great story to tell and yet great goals to achieve. So what's next? The House and Senate, they still must pass a resolution officially inviting President Trump to speak to a joint session of Congress. Closer to home, while the wintry weather has forced a number of schools to close across our state, if your kid goes to school here in Mobile County or perhaps you work here in the school district, here's what the tweet you're going to wake up to reads. Here's how it reads. All Mobile County public schools will open on time Tuesday. We've been in contact with EMA officials who tell us they don't expect accumulation of ice or snow this far south. Bus route supervisors will be out early to confirm. Please have your children dress warmly and drive safely. That's from at Mobile Public SCH. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, y'all go to school. Y'all go to school, Mobile and Baldwin County. Now, Clark County, Washington County, Monroe County, y'all are out today. But those of us right here in the Twin Counties along the Bay, y'all go to school. Therefore, whereas, hear ye. I wonder what that 12-minute phone call between them?
12 minutes. Could you imagine?
You know what,
who was first?
Well, I think it was probably like 6 or 7 minutes of them going, "Hey, what are you doing? Sup? I don't know. What are you doing?" And then at the last 6 minutes?
Yes.
No, you hang up first.
Right.
No, you,
you
hang.
Yeah.
No, you hang up.
Nancy.
You still there? I'm still here.
Do you think it becomes Nance and Don?
Nance and Don. You hang up. No, you hang up.
No, you.
6:14. We'll be right back.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Much of Alabama is expected to see rain, snow, and freezing temperatures today. Governor Kay Ivey declared a state of emergency ahead of the winter weather, warning drivers of potentially dangerous road conditions. Clark County's emergency management director tells News 5, his crews are ready to respond.
We may see some heavier snowfall. It's not going to last a long time.
Clark County schools are closed today. Also, Thomasville City Schools, Monroe County, Washington, and Conecuh County schools are closed. In Mississippi, Greene and George County schools are closed this morning. For a full list of closures, go to WKRG.com. The Air Force is investigating the death of an airman stationed at Herbert Field. The name of the airman is expected to be released today. The airman was found dead Monday morning outside the Fort Walton Beach Medical Center. A big thank you this morning to all of you who generously gave to the WKRG Back the Blue Telethon. News 5 viewers pledged more than $35,000. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
A New Orleans All-Star requests a trade. The SEC remains at the top of the AP poll, and Media Day from the Super Bowl in Atlanta. It's 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA, big news yesterday came early with a report that New Orleans Pelicans star Anthony Davis will not be open to a contract extension and would prefer to be traded to a team where he can compete for championships. The 25-year-old Davis was the number one overall pick in the 2012 NBA draft and has become one of the most dominant players in the league. The five-time All-Star told the team that he would play out the remainder of the season if he isn't traded before the February 7th trade deadline. Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry insists that this won't be a distraction for the team.
Everybody seems to be fine, and like they understand that it's part of the business.
ESPN reported that the Los Angeles Lakers are planning to make an aggressive push to acquire Davis before next week's trade deadline, but the Pelicans plan to listen to offers for Davis and won't make a deal before the deadline unless they're offered an overwhelming deal. In NBA games last night, the Golden State Warriors stretched their win streak to 11 games by beating Indiana 132-100.
Here comes Curry. Here's a long one. Get
down
ready.
Two, down to one, his three to end the half, and he got it!
Head call courtesy of Bay Area NBC Sports. Stephen Curry went 6 of 8 from 3 with 27 points. Mobile's DeMarcus Cousins added 22 for Golden State. Boston snapped Brooklyn's 6-game win streak with a 112-104 win over the Nets. The New York Knicks lost their 11th game in a row, 101-92 to Charlotte. Denver overcame a 19-point deficit to defeat Memphis 95-92, and Atlanta beat the LA Clippers 123-118. In college basketball, number 2-ranked Duke beat Notre Dame 83-61. Zion Williamson scored 26 points with 9 rebounds and 4 blocks in the win. And number 16 Texas Tech beat TCU 84-65. Yesterday, the Associated Press released their newest top 25 poll in college basketball. The Tennessee Volunteers earned 48 of 64 first-place votes to remain at number one for the second week in a row. Tennessee has won 14 straight games. That's the program's longest winning streak since 1923, and the Vols are now one shy of the school record. The rest of the top six remained unchanged. Duke at number 2, Virginia number 3, Gonzaga 4, Michigan 5, and Michigan State at number 6. Kentucky moved up one spot to number 7, LSU jumped 6 spots to number 19, and Mississippi State remained ranked 22nd. Auburn and Ole Miss fell out of the poll yesterday. The Tigers were ranked 16th last week and had spent 6 weeks in the top 10 earlier this season. As the Patriots and Rams prepare for the Super Bowl on Sunday, yesterday in Atlanta, the teams kicked off the week with Media Day. Patriots coach Bill Belichick said that the secret to New England's success is that everyone is doing their job.
We all have to do the best we can, and we're doing it for each other. So that's carried us this far. Hopefully we can do it one more time.
Tom Brady is making his 9th Super Bowl appearance alongside Belichick. Yesterday he spoke about their relationship, saying that they are perfect for each other.
You know, he's taught me so much about leadership, how to be a leader for the team, and he's been so consistent, and his goal is winning, and that's what mine is.
New England's tight end Rob Gronkowski reportedly has considered retirement in the past. He was asked yesterday whether he's thinking of retiring following this year's Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't got that far. You know, this is a huge week, Super Bowl week. That's the last thing I'm thinking about. And just got to keep on grinding.
The Rams, meanwhile, are making their first Super Bowl appearance since 2001 in only the second year of 33-year-old head coach Sean McVay's tenure. McVay said that this year has been magical.
Can't say enough about our players, their mental toughness. It's special, and what'll be even more special is if we cap this thing off the right way.
The Rams and Patriots will play for the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday at 5:30 on CBS. Right now, 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and that's a look at sports.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect rain and some light snow this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid to upper 20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings around 50 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Thanks to all of our fine listeners for 9 great years on the radio. So why not come out and celebrate with us this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from Ed's Seafood Shed. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Ed's Seafood Shed.
Hoorah! And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be broadcasting Midday Mobile live from Ed's on Wednesday. Doing the show from noon to 1, then Tom and Cal with the Scuttlebutt Network take over at 1. Entire 2 hours are live Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. And your friends at FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center for all the surrounding counties, high wind advisory till 6 p.m. with gusts of over 30 miles an hour. So far, Mobile Police Department, county, and state troopers have been able to keep the roadways clear. A couple accidents we've had already moved out the roadways. Toomey's Mardi Gras been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McRae Avenue and also 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne. Get all your throws and party favors from Toomey's. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Live traffic.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5. Temperature will drop today, so don't get fooled by that. You step outside. It's actually cooled down a good bit since I left the house this morning. It's like 58 or something. It's 48 now, and those temperatures will continue to drop. More detail on the way, and we'll find out exactly where the line for the wintry mix or the frozen precipitation of any sort will be with Dr. Bill. He joins us about 10 minutes from right now. Let's catch headlines now with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. I'm looking forward to talking flurries and wintry.
Oh, you mean wintry. I was thinking delicious flurries.
Those are like McFlurries?
Well, there's a, and then what, Dairy Queen has a flurry or what is it? Yeah.
Yep, that's right, Dairy Queen.
Or is it Blizzard?
No, that's a you're blizzard. Right. So the flurry is, I don't
it's
know.
It's McFlurry.
Wendy's maybe has flurries.
No, they have frosties.
Somebody on the text line will correct us here. You know what? It's good. It means
first Miracle Whip.
only once a year am I allowed to have one of those things. So, you know.
Because they're so good.
Oh, they're like, yeah. Like, I have to, like, I don't even look at that part of the menu where they offer those things. I'll just say, no, I just want the unsweet tea. That's all I want. I don't want the flurry. Aww. I don't want the sweet tea. Why would I even want that? That's stupid. Yeah.
Okay. How we got off into food once again.
It's
I apologize.
Twice in a row.
Mm-hmm. 6:24. It's Tuesday morning. Good morning. President Trump, he remains in the giving spirit. Last weekend, he ended the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. And this week, the president is donating a portion of his $400,000 a year salary to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. Mr. Trump's brother died as a result of alcoholism back in 1981, and it's very well known that the president says he does not drink. So POTUS donated his $100,000 salary from the third quarter of... really, Sean? POTUS donated his $100,000 salary from the third quarter of 2018, as I said, to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. The money will be used to conduct research on alcoholism and alcohol-related problems. The Institute's part of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. That is an agency within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service. So during his 2016 campaign, you'll recall, then-candidate Trump pledged to donate his $400,000 annual salary to worthy causes. Past recipients include the Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of Transportation, the National Park Service, the Department of Education, and Department of Health and Human Services. Herbert Hoover, he started the trend for presidents who donated their salaries, and John F. Kennedy did as well. While weather is forcing many Alabama schools to close their doors today, you know, in an effort to keep everyone safe, there are four Alabama school systems which are closed today thanks to the outbreak of the flu. Told you about schools last week, and the trend unfortunately continues. Albertville, Marshall County, Boaz, and Guntersville all closed. On Monday, Albertville was closed Friday. Marshall County, Boaz, and Guntersville also closed today. In Boaz alone, absentee levels, they were more than 10% on Friday. You think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of children staying home, thankfully. So here's what the superintendent had to say. For the past week, Boaz City Schools have been monitoring and evaluating our absences daily and have been taking all necessary precautions to minimize illness. I like that they're doing this. We understand dismissing school creates a hardship on many of our parents. However, the health and safety of our students must continue to be our number one priority. At this time, the epidemic is not only having an impact on our students, but also our staff, preventing us from effectively serving our students. So the extra days that the children and staff won't be at school, they're going to use that time to sanitize the school. This is really good. The Alabama Department of Public Health encourages everyone, if you're not allergic, to get the flu vaccine because it's not too late. Stay at home if you have a fever. Wash your hands. Cover your cough and sneeze. And be sure to clean and disinfect. And I have to tell you, gentlemen, 36 states are dealing with this influenza virus. And it's a big deal. The flu can be mild and it also can be deadly. So just be sure to monitor your symptoms, your kids' symptoms, and be vigilant with their health. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And like we talked about the other day, I'm disappointed that we don't have any name for the flu. Anyway, remember, it used to be each year it was going to be, it's this flu, it's the Asian flu, it's the swine flu, it's H1N1, it's a bird flu. It's
Let's make it like the mud bug flu.
The lemur flu. The crawfish, yeah.
Name it what you want. Just make sure you don't sneeze in the direction of other people, please.
We used to have a boss that always worried about the cocktail flu affecting people on a Monday at work or Friday.
That's the football flu.
That's right.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Much of Central and North Alabama is expected to see rain, snow, and freezing temperatures today. Governor Kay Ivey declared a state of emergency ahead of the winter weather, warning drivers of potentially dangerous road conditions. A teacher and two aides are under investigation in Okaloosa County. The women from Silver Sands School allegedly blew a whistle in the ear of an autistic student and locked three autistic children in a bathroom with the lights off as a punishment.
One student per witness was held for 90 minutes.
A Shalimar Elementary School guidance counselor is also in hot water this morning. She is accused of not reporting the alleged sexual abuse of a five-year-old student by another student. Okaloosa officials announced the investigations on Monday, saying they have zero tolerance for teachers failing to protect students. A big thank you this morning to all of you who generously gave to the WKRG News 5 Back the Blue Telethon. News 5 viewers pledged more than $35,000. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
A quarter of the U.S. in the deep freeze. Temperatures so dangerously cold in the upper Midwest that the National Weather Service is calling on people to avoid taking deep breaths and to minimize talking outside. Meteorologist Pedram Javahari tells us tomorrow is expected to be the coldest day ever in Chicago's history, while Minnesota is feeling it now.
That is precisely why schools have been canceled across some of these areas. And in fact, 42 below what it feels like right now in places such as International Falls.
Rain is expected to turn to snow or ice in places as far south as Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia. Former Donald Trump advisor Roger Stone faces arraignment in Washington today, expected to plead not guilty to charges he lied to lawmakers, engaged in witness tampering, and obstructed a congressional investigation into Russia and the Trump campaign. Pacific Gas and Electric, the nation's largest utility company, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection this morning as it faces billions of dollars in potential damages from California wildfires. Stock futures narrowly mixed on Wall Street now. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. PG&E Corporation today filed for bankruptcy protection as it struggles with billions of dollars in potential liabilities from its role in sparking California wildfires. California's largest utility, which provides natural gas and electric services to 16 million people, sought protection under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code. The process to restructure PG&E's debts is expected to involve state and federal regulators, with wide-ranging implications for utility customers, fire victims, shareholders, and wholesale power providers. French authorities have rejected a plan put forward by Ford to close one of its plants, giving a Franco-Belgian equipment manufacturer more time to improve a buyout offer. Authorities in the Southwest, where Ford's Aquitaine Industries plant has been turning out gearboxes since 1972, last night rejected the company's plan to lay off 850 workers, citing procedural non-compliance as a reason. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Start the new year on a new floor from Lumber Liquidators. Get 2019's hottest styles at amazing prices, like waterproof flooring up to 20% off, or save 5 to 15% on a variety of hardwood floors with coupon. Get a new look for the new year. Our installation team can take the worry out of the whole job. Special financing options and our best price guarantee ensure that you're getting a high-quality floor at a great value. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or lumberliquidators.com by Tuesday.
And get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch.
Flooring up to 20% off, or save 5 to 15% on a variety of hardwood floors with coupon. Get a new look for the new year. Our installation team can take the worry out.
A mixture of rain and snow this morning, then a freeze tonight. I'm staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. My complete forecast is coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, and a reminder here, Clark County, Monroe County, Kanaka County, Washington County, Greene, and George County, Mississippi. Schools closed today with the expectation of frozen precipitation. More on that from this guy right here, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sean.
So you mentioned it yesterday. We talked about this line of where we're going to have rain and where we're going to have snow. And now this morning, where do you see it? Where is that? Where's the front line of the frozen precipitation?
Well, the front has gone through. Temperatures were in the 50s a little while ago. We're now down into the 40s and will continue to drop. There's precipitation to the west of the front, and that means over southeast Mississippi. Mostly rain in the area now, but back a little farther to the west, there is some snow occurring over interior southeast Mississippi and on up toward Meridian and into central, west central Alabama. Once those temperatures continue to drop and get down into the upper 30s or so, then we'll likely see a few snow flurries or possibly some light snow, particularly to the north of us in Washington County and Kanawha County. That won't last very long. There's a possibility that we'll, to the north of us, that could see some covering of snow over lawns, perhaps a half an inch, maybe an inch could occur. But right now it looks like just a little bit of snow, maybe flurries here in the Mobile area. And that will occur in probably in a couple of hours or so, maybe even in the mid-morning hours. After that, things will clear off rather rapidly as the dry air moves in. So it won't last long if we do get some flurries in this area.
All right. So for us here, nothing but maybe something, look up and go, oh, wow, look, a snowflake, because we're not looking at any kind of accumulation, not looking at any kind of freezing on the roadways, Dr. Bill. And what about overpasses and all that?
That's not a problem this morning because temperatures are well above freezing for most of the area. As you head to the north, though, and eventually up around Choctaw County and portions of Washington County, the temperatures will get well down into the 30s. But I don't see that as much of a problem this morning, as long as those temperatures stay above freezing. And then as the dry air moves in, we clear off this afternoon, then any moisture on the roads will rapidly evaporate. So things should improve rather rapidly through the afternoon. Really our high temperature has already occurred in the 50s, and will continue to fall and perhaps get into the upper 30s, and then with sunshine this afternoon, move back up a little bit into the low or mid 40s. Now, tonight it's going to be cold with the mostly clear skies. We'll see temperatures get down into the mid and upper 20s, most likely around 27 here in Mobile, but readings of perhaps of 24, 25 will occur in northern portions of Mobile County. So we've got some cold readings tonight. Then tomorrow we'll warm up a little bit because of plenty of sunshine, but still around 50 degrees, which is way below normal. Tomorrow night, down around 30 to 32, and after that, we warm up. For Thursday and Friday, we'll climb up eventually into the 60s. Over the weekend, we'll be in the 60s, possibly even in the low 70s, as we get into Sunday and Monday. And with that, will come the possibility of a few showers. So mild temperatures on the way, but we got to put up with some cold readings for today, tonight, and tomorrow.
Of course, everything is relative, and this is cold for us. But looking to our north, I mean, Chicago may set records, what, negative 27? Then you got a wind chill on top of that.
Yeah, the heart of this cold air mass is not going to dip down to the Gulf Coast, but it's going to move to the east and across the Great Lakes and the upper Midwest and eventually the Atlantic seaboard, New England. So we're very fortunate that the real heart of that is going to stay away from Alabama. But still, we're going to get the outer edge of this cold air mass, and it will give us tonight the coldest reading so far of this winter.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our frozen precip and other information update here on FM Talk 106.5. By the way, I was looking up in the Smoky Mountains trying to get some comparisons here. I mean, you go up to Chicago and all that is negative 27. Minneapolis, where we have, it was crazy yesterday. Mm-hmm. Super cold. Just up the road, like Gatlinburg, for example, supposed to be 13 tonight, high of 36. So, I mean, not the worst ever. It means snow for, over Gatlinburg, right? If you can go skiing or something like that. It's 29 for the high tomorrow with a low of 13, and then 39 on Thursday and a low of 26. So, there you go.
I always check my Detroit forecast.
Yeah, I was wondering what it was like in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm busy worried about my parents and everything. My mom's like, we're in Salt Lake.
Of course they are.
Lady. But but the weather did impact their travel. High today of 17, a low of negative 8.
There you go.
Tomorrow is a high of negative 3 and a low of negative 15.
Hey, wait. The high of negative 3.
And there's this something in the forecast I've never even seen before. I mean, usually you see the sun or the cloud. I don't know what this symbol is. I don't know. So minus 3.
Snowmageddon?
Something. But yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'll have to show it to you.
Okay. Interesting. A weather symbol that is new on the scene. That means you know it's cold when that's happening. All right. That temperature is dropping, like Dr. Bill said, as the front's made its way through. 47 now at FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got the tow truck en route now over to Warrington and Solly's. They've got an accident without injuries. Again, with a high wind advisory till 6 p.m. tonight, they've got gusts of over 30 miles an hour. So think about that throughout the day. We've got showers at least until noon. We'll have slippery conditions. Be careful on the way in. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA today. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots, even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
643 FM Talk 106.5. Upon further inspection, that is the fancy calligraphy version of Wendy on your phone app.
I've never seen that. Right. I understand.
But it's fancy Wendy. It's not just regular, like blue color Wendy. It's artistic.
Right.
With flair.
When you're that cold, all you want to understand is what's going on in my forecast. That was too fancy for me.
You know what's going on?
I'm very down to the earth.
Hence this show. Regular folks, we need a fancy translator around here.
Right, because I would definitely not understand.
Say, hey, fancy, what's this mean? Hey, speaking of regular folk things, it's credit card debt that's built up for folks maybe over a year's time. Maybe you're getting those bills in from the holidays this month, and you're looking at them going, uh-oh. All right, holiday season's over, brand new year. If you've been thinking about your credit cards you used over the holidays, make sure you make a New Year's resolution to save money every month. And I'm going to tell you how. This is pretty awesome. You can lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay and save thousands in interest. The rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. Think about credit card rates are 18, 19% right now. How about 6.14% APR? Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. The application, 100% online, and there are no fees. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process. And y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, their website. LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. 6:44 in time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Already, no food in this headline, okay?
Thank goodness.
6:45 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. News from the Montgomery County Circuit Court. As mediation has been ordered in a very high-profile case. If you're keeping track, we're now in the third year of the Spencer Collier defamation lawsuit against former Governor Robert Bentley, Rebecca Mason, and others. Mediators have now been appointed. The judge has directed all involved in the lawsuit to contact the mediators within 14 days and schedule the mediation within 45 days after that. Collier served as secretary of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency for 3 years in the Bentley administration until Bentley fired him in March of 2016. One day later, Collier accused Bentley of having an extramarital affair with Rebecca Mason, Bentley's top advisor. Bentley would eventually resign from office in April of 2017 after an impeachment investigation and probable cause findings by the Ethics Commission. Collier would then file the lawsuit against Bentley, Mason, and others in 2016. This is April now. Keep up with me. Collier claims that the governor fired him because he refused to go along with Mr. Bentley's order to not cooperate with the AG's office in a matter related to former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's criminal case. Bentley says, no, I didn't fire you for that. It's because you were untruthful about that and because of reports of possible misspending during your watch at Aaliyah. Special grand jury investigated the misspending allegations and found no wrongdoing by Collier on basis of these allegations. So Collier says that he has suffered personally, professionally, and financially because of the allegations. He's filed bankruptcy and is now police chief for the city of Selma and right now seeking compensatory and punitive damages. This case is scheduled to go to trial in September. Declining sales are forcing some Lifeway Christian stores to close their doors and employees to have to find new jobs. According to the Alabama Baptist Lifeway Christian Resources president, the company is contemplating a strategic shift to a, quote, dynamic digital strategy due to an accelerated rate of erosion at their brick-and-mortar stores. They say we prayed and hoped that our investments in and commitments to the Lifeway stores would prove fruitful. That just has not been the case. The chain operates 174 bookstores in 2017, with 10 of them here in the state of Alabama. Lifeway's operating expenses exceeded sales by $35.5 million 2 years ago. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming February 8th to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show in the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for 1 weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget, and it's fun for the whole family. February 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Much of Alabama is expected to see rain, snow, and freezing temperatures today. Governor Kay Ivey declared a state of emergency ahead of the winter weather, warning drivers of potentially dangerous road conditions. Clark County's emergency management director tells News 5 his crews are ready to respond.
We may see some heavier snowfall. It's not going to last a long time.
Clark County schools are closed today. Also, Thomasville City Schools, Monroe County, Washington, and Conecuh County schools are closed. In Mississippi, Greene and George County schools are closed this morning. For a full list of closures, go to WKRG.com. The Air Force is investigating the death of an airman stationed at Herbert Field. The name of the airman is expected to be released today. The airman was found dead Monday morning outside the Fort Walton Beach Medical Center. A big thank you this morning to all of you who generously gave to the WKRG Back the Blue Telethon. News 5 viewers pledged more than $35,000. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A New Orleans All-Star requests a trade. The SEC remains at the top of the AP poll. And Media Day from the Super Bowl in Atlanta yesterday. It's 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA, the big news yesterday came early with a report that New Orleans Pelicans star Anthony Davis will not be open to a contract extension and would prefer to be traded to a team where he can compete for championships. The 25-year-old was the number one overall pick in the 2012 NBA draft. Since then, he's become one of the most dominant players in the league. Five-time All-Star told the team he would play out the remainder of the season if he is not traded before the February 7th trade deadline. Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry insists that this won't be a distraction for the team.
Everybody seems to be fine, and they understand that it's part of the business.
Pelicans say they plan to listen to offers for Davis, but won't make a deal before the deadline unless they're offered an overwhelming deal. In NBA games last night, the Golden State Warriors stretched their win streak to 11 games by beating Indiana 132-100.
Here comes Curry. Here's a long one. Get
down
ready.
Down to one. His three to end the half, and he got it.
That call comes courtesy of Bay Area NBC Sports. Stephen Curry went 6 of 8 from 3 with 27 points. Mobile's DeMarcus Cousins added 22 for Golden State. Boston snapped Brooklyn's six-game win streak with a 112-104 win over the Nets. The New York Knicks lost their 11th game in a row, 101-92 to Charlotte. Denver overcame a 19-point deficit to defeat Memphis 95-92, and Atlanta beat the LA Clippers 123-118. Yesterday, the Associated Press released their newest top 25 poll in college basketball. The Tennessee Volunteers earned 48 of 64 first-place votes to remain at number one for the second week in a row. Tennessee has won 14 straight games. That's the program's longest win streak since 1923. The Vols are now one win shy of the school record. The rest of the top six remained unchanged. Duke is at number two, Virginia number three, Gonzaga four, Michigan five, and Michigan State comes in at number six. Kentucky moved up one spot to number seven, LSU jumped six spots to number 19, and Mississippi State remained ranked 22nd. Auburn and Ole Miss fell out of the poll. The Tigers were ranked 16th last week and had spent 6 weeks in the top 10 earlier this season. As the Patriots and Rams prepare for the Super Bowl on Sunday, yesterday in Atlanta, the teams kicked off the week with Media Day. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is making his ninth Super Bowl appearance alongside head coach Bill Belichick. Yesterday, he spoke about their relationship, saying they are perfect for each other.
You know, he's taught me so much about leadership, how to be a leader for the team, and he's been so consistent, and his goal is winning, and that's what mine is.
The Rams and Patriots will play for the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday at 5:30 on CBS. 6:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've got showers at least until lunchtime with us. And again, gusts of over 30 miles an hour with a high wind advisory till 6 p.m. But for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State troopers have told us no new wrecks. Tow truck on the scene there at Warrington and Solly. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models with free furniture packages. And now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. See them at MobileHomeCenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect rain and some light snow this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid to upper 20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings around 50 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
655 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, we're online at fmtalk1065.com. Check us out there for show schedules, podcasts, and a whole bunch more. Right now, headlines with Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. 655 on your Tuesday morning. Speaking of taxes, ready, set, return. Tax return, that is. The Internal Revenue Service is now processing tax returns, both paper and electronic. They started that yesterday. Tax season officially started January the 28th. Of course, we know we've been mired in the partial government shutdown. 35 days it lasted, so many people were concerned about, you know, their tax returns, getting their taxes even completed. The IRS even had to recall a significant portion of their staff to help with handling, you know, this time of year, especially. Actually, many of you may not remember, but this will be the first season under President Trump's tax plan. The way it works is he changed the ranges for federal income tax brackets and boosted take-home pay for about 90% of Americans. One of the bigger changes is in the standard deduction. So $12,200 for single filers and $24,400 for married filers. For most taxpayers, the filing deadline this year is Monday, April 15th. Patriots Day is on April 15th in Maine and Massachusetts, and the Emancipation Day holiday on April 16th in the District of Columbia. Those taxpayers, they have until April 17th to file their tax returns. And in general, the IRS says that they process most of our returns within 21 days, but if you're a paper filer, it may take you a tad bit longer to receive that refund. There's a recall in effect, and it will impact you if you love fresh peaches. Hello.
Yeah.
Come on in. It will impact you if you like fresh peaches, nectarines, and plums, and you shop at Aldi. The threat of listeria is going to taint the next bite. Ugh. Food and Drug Administration is recalling a number of these cartons, more than 1,700 of the fresh peaches, 1,200 of the fresh nectarines, and 365 cartons of fresh plums in various states to include Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Michigan, West Virginia. Here's the deal. You want to look for your 2-pound bag with the brand Rio Duero. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but Sean, you want to help a sister out?
I don't know.
D-U-E-R-O.
Duero. Yeah.
Thank you.
Duero River.
Yeah, yes, right. Thank you. I just asked for an assistance lifeline. Okay. No illnesses have been reported, but listeria is the issue. That's what they're focused on. So if you have these, if you have any of those named fruits that I just mentioned, go ahead and take it back. Get a full refund. If you get this type of listeria, it can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. And on the way, 1 in 10 of us will wager money on the Super Bowl. How much money? Well, got that story coming up. Wait till you hear this.